The Real Estate Revolution is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice. Please consult your trusted financial advisor, real estate professional, or attorney before making any real estate or financial decisions. Please remember, when following advice, your results may vary. And all information covered here is not intended to cover all aspects of the subject material, but rather a sample of issues the hosts and guests consider important.
With the latest in real estate news, you can learn all the facts that will keep you on track and use them any way you choose.
And now it's time for a Power Hour from America's trusted resource for everything real estate. Everything in the real estate industry is in a constant movement of change. It's a real estate revolution with your host, Victoria Riva De Nera, and her co-host, Scott Forsino. Welcome to the Real Estate Revolution.
Revolution.
Hi, good evening, folks. We are here another Monday. It seems like these weeks creep up on us quickly. I'm Scott Forsino from Exit Realty Group in Elmsford, New York. We are missing our hostess with the mostess, Victoria Riva De Nera, tonight. She is traveling to the National Association of Realtors convention in San Diego. And she's sitting on some panels and having some training and giving some training. I'm sure she'll come back to the company, Exit Realty International, with some fantastic information to share, make our brokers better. I'm happy tonight to have with us Daryl Davis. He's a friend. He's actually a client at some point in the distant past. He is going to pull back the curtain and give us information for clients, what they want to hear from their realtors, what's the best way to work with realtors and for their best benefit. Remind everyone that Daryl's here tonight because this is such a consumer-facing show, and it really there is a need for clients to understand what these professionals do, how compensation is earned, what are the best ways to buy or sell. It is a very, very mystifying process with a lot of jargon and lingo and a bunch of professionals involved. I used to call it a real short sprint where you get really hot in the beginning, finding the house and it's all smiles, going to contract, putting down some money, starting everyone in the process. Then it might get cold during the time people are getting a mortgage. Then they get hot again in time for a closing. And that's a really stressful time. It's a place for families. It's a place for schools, where they're changing and setting up rooms, painting walls and floors, and really, really setting up in new surroundings. So, it's an important time. People make life changes. Wherever you grow up, and it has a lot to do, I think, with where how you identify with yourself and your friends and lifelong connections. I'm from New Rochelle. I have some friends from there as well. And I know that that's a big step when kids move and the parents are pretty stressed. So I will introduce Daryl Davis. He's on his way to give a call in. We're very excited tonight to have, as a special guest tonight's show, Daryl Davis. In the past 25 years, he's been a motivational speaker, sales trainer, and best-selling author with McGraw-Hill Publishers. And the topics are how to generate more sales and serve their sellers and buyers with the utmost integrity and professionalism. Because of his busy travel schedule, he could not be with us today in the studio. We grabbed him in between flights, and he'll be calling in momentarily. What we're going to do with Daryl is utilize his training techniques for realtors and flip them upside down and see how clients benefit by working with the realtors that have made themselves better. They can get the most bang for their buck when they sell, and they can be, I think, attractive to sellers when they are looking for their next home. I guess a lot of it has to do with how they deal with the other lender, there's other professionals in the transaction, whether they're lenders, lawyers, title companies, insurance companies, and home inspectors, everyone involved in each deal. So when Daryl calls in, we're going to field some questions. We're going to ask him what he thinks and what he advises realtors to do, how to best serve clients. And that's really the name of the game here, making sure that these clients have a positive experience. They don't view this closing or settlement process as an ordeal, They are pleased. It becomes a good thing, not a fight, not a unpleasant experience for the family and all the parties involved. So, do we have any callers in yet? No one yet. Okay, so we're a little bit more. Victoria asked me to make sure our public knows
the number.
The number, yeah. The number is 914-693-5700. So for those, we are on social media with Meerkat and Periscope. Use your hashtag at Home Search TV. Hashtag Home Search TV or at sign Homes HSTV. For those people that want to call in, and you can really ask me anything regarding last night's Giant game. I mean, whatever, whatever you want to know. But we, I'm really happy that that Darryl's coming in. I know he's had a long presence, on Long Island. He brought that around the country. He's been helping realtors, get better and really be, more useful to the real estate public and get clients, I guess, ready for the purchase, ready for the sale, and really, really maximize the process. Let's see. People have questions. They've called in the past and asked what is the ideal process? Should they get their home ready for sale by staging it, by fixing it up, by cleaning it up? Would they get the most money if they're ready for sale before or after the holidays? These are some of the topics that we're going to cover. Also, the pricing. Clients, sellers need to know how to price their home. Do they price it right at market, a little below, or a little bit above? So there's a lot of this insight that we want to grant our viewers and callers in. I think we have a call coming in now. I think that's Darryl. Hold on, please. Okay, am I going to hear Darryl?
Yep. And I can hear you, Scott.
Great. Hey, Darryl, how are you?
Good. How are you?
As I said, this is Darryl Davis, and he's a big shot. Is that fair to say?
Well, you know, at least my fiance thinks I am.
That's true. That's for sure. And I think your fiance and I have the same birthday, April 12th.
Yes, it is.
Isn't that funny?
Now, hopefully no one's going to steal your identity listening to the show.
No, that's all. But she's much younger than me, of course. So
yeah.
I introduce you, Darryl, as a friend and as a real estate pro. And I know that Darryl has guided real estate professionals throughout the nation, both on Long Island. And I've introduced you as a, for the last 25 years, a motivational speaker, sales trainer, best-selling author, advising real estate professionals how to generate more sales and serve their sellers and buyers with the utmost integrity and professionalism. So I want to welcome you to the show. What I hope we could do is kind of turn back the curtain and let clients know what realtors are doing and what all this training is for, how they're getting better, and how it benefits them. So, you know, we can hit on a bunch of topics, and I want to hear your expert opinion.
Sure. I'm glad to be here. By the way, I just want to say that I think the show that you and Victoria put together is just incredible. I acknowledge you for what you're doing for the general public, for buyers and sellers, and it's a privilege for me to be here. I wish I could be there in person. But
it's quite all right. You know, you can get save the travel and drive time. We're happy to do the show. It's something I've wanted to do for a long time. And people, as I'm sure you'll know, and you'll touch upon this in a meaningful way, they're so mystified by the process. What is going on? They somehow sign a contract, and then a house and a moving truck happens. So
yeah.
I need you to fill in the blanks there. So I want to ask you right off the bat, if for someone thinking of selling, there's always the question, the very first question, should I hire an agent or sell it myself to save the commission? And what do you think about that question, and what is the best response?
Well, yeah, that's a great question, Scott. It's something that every homeowner struggles with, and I don't blame them. You know, it's when you look at the number, you look at the amount of money an agent would get paid, that seems like a lot of money. And if I were a homeowner, I wouldn't want to lose that money either. But the question is, you know, are they really losing it? And everything shows that they're not. Actually, they lose money when they do it on their own. There's been a lot of facts on this. You know, just one to point out. You know, when you think about it, become licensed to help somebody sell property or to buy property, they have to be licensed by their state. And, you know, I'm not sure what it is in New York. I know the minimum in the average state is 50 hours. just to get license. What is it now?
It's 75 now. It was 42 or 45. Went to 75 after the mortgage mess, real estate implosion of 07, 08. It's 75 now.
So let's look at just 75. So you've got traditionally a homeowner might think that, well, you know, how hard is it to sell a house? You know, you do an open house, you put balloons out, you place an ad. Well, if you think about 75 hours, they're not teaching how to do an open house in 75 hours. So there's a lot that is taught to an agent just to even start helping people do it. That's the first thing. And so if I were a homeowner, I'd be wondering, well, what don't I know that I don't even know that I don't know? but let me share this common thing that a homeowner will say too. They'll say, well, you know what? If I find the buyer, my attorney will help me with all of those hours that I don't know, right? And, you know, I think about, you know, because I like you, I'm a New Yorker, and I always think of, I like going to the city and watching a Broadway show. And when you think about everything that's involved in putting a Broadway show together, you've got the lighting design, set design, costume, makeup. You've got all of these people trying to put the show together. And the one person that everybody talks to is the director. You know, you can't put any show together without a director. You follow me, Scott?
Of course.
All right, so in a real estate transaction, when a homeowner says, well, my attorney will do it, what's interesting is the attorney only talks to the buyer's attorney and to their client. The seller's attorney would never talk to the appraiser, never talk to the bank, never talk to the buyers. And the buyer's attorney is not going to talk to the appraiser or talk. My point here, Scott, is there's all of these people not talking to one another. There is only one person in a real estate transaction that everybody talks to, and that's the real estate agent.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, trying to sell a house without using a real estate agent is like trying to put a Broadway show without a director. It's going to have its problems.
Right, and there isn't federal law that governs the Broadway production either, where the sellers themselves are subject to federal law such as fair housing. And you mentioned lawyers, but Wisconsin doesn't use lawyers, and Tampa doesn't use lawyers, and Michigan and Maine don't use lawyers. So it's really a New York-y thing, and this is a streaming web show, so people in Oregon don't even know about lawyers ever being involved. So that's completely ridiculous as an objection from a homeowner.
Yeah, and going back to the price thing, and I really want people to fact check me on this, Scott, because this will help a lot of homeowners. That, again, as I said before, is that they think that on the surface, yeah, I'd want to save that money. But here's a couple of interesting facts. The Wall Street Journal published an article in 2011. This guy by the name of Colby Sembrot, I'm going to spell it out because I really, really, really want people to Google this. If they type in Colby with a C, C-O-L-B-Y, Sembrato, S-A-M-B-R-A-T-T-O, they'll find that this is the creator of ForSaleByOwner.com, which was some people would say he wrote the book on how to sell your own property. And he had this, he made so much money off of people paying him to help them sell their own property that he buys a condominium in New York City, and he decides in 2011 he's going to sell it himself. So he puts it out on the market, hot seller's market, New York City, 6 months, Scott. He couldn't sell the property. 6 months,
wow.
It's out there. So he finally, now this is the, I could stop right here. He hires a realtor. Now if the guy who wrote the book on how to sell your own property can't sell his property in a hot seller's market, I wonder how anybody could. But here's a real punchline, Scott. He lives with the agent. The agent repackages it. The agent, this is what they do for a living, right? So they sold the property for $150,000 more than what he tried to do as a for sale by owner. And they paid 6% on $2 million, which is $120,000 commission. If you do the math, this Colby Sembrato netted $30,000 more in his pocket by working with a real estate professional.
Right.
So that's why I said that I really don't believe that homeowners save money. They actually lose money when they try to do it on their own. I'm going to give you one more example to fact check this. And then I'm going to say one other thing to really bring this point home.
Daryl, you know what? I'm getting told we have a short break. I don't want to interrupt you in your story, so hold on to that for just a few moments. My admin here is telling me we got to take a quick one. So just stay right there and get ready. Get ready to hit us with it. Thank you.
Have you ever been disappointed because something important you planned went wrong at the last moment? Doesn't that make you really frustrated? That won't happen at Movement Mortgage, where your entire loan process is designed to remove the stress and hassles from getting your loan approved quickly. Movement Mortgage is an Inc. 500 fastest growing company in 42 states, including this area, working hard for you. How? At Movement Mortgage, your loan is processed in 7 days, and we underwrite in the first 48 hours. We expedite your loan and update you continually. When buying your first home, upgrading, downsizing, or even refinancing, call your Movement Mortgage team today. The movement of change is here for you with Movement Mortgage. Call Movement Mortgage at 1-800-516-2119. That's 1-800-516-2119. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179.
The movement of change is here. Movement Mortgage.
This is Paul Oster, the nation's credit repairman, and I want to help you improve your credit. As the CEO of Better Qualified, I've helped thousands of people over the past 10 years. I'm the credit expert for Fox Business News and all the major networks. I'm a certified FICO pro that uses the consumer laws to help delete negative information off of credit reports. We have a debt elimination program that focuses on the laws surrounding collections, judgments, and charge-offs. You could be entitled to up to $1,000 per violation. Call now for your free credit consultation. 888-533-8138. That number again, 888-533-8138, or visit us on the web at betterqualified.com.
Whether you're looking to buy a new home or refinance, Annie Mac Home Mortgage offers competitive rates, a wider array of products, and best customer service available in the lending industry. They have renovation loans for the almost perfect home that just needs a little work. If you want to get a new home built, they have construction to permanent loans with competitive rates and quick closings. Annie Mac Home Mortgage has federally insured FHA loans for borrowers who have had credit problems in the past and no down payment. VA loans for current and former members of America's Armed Forces. Whatever loan product, our licensed mortgage originators will walk you through every step of the process and take the time to work with you individually. Talk to us. Annie Mac won't just get you a mortgage, they will get you the right mortgage for you. Call Annie Mac Home Mortgage at 1-888-242-1313. That's 1-888-242-1313. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMSL 338923. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is a licensed lender by the Colorado Mortgage Company Registration.
Call Annie Mac.
Hi, and we're back with Daryl Davis. From Daryl Davis Seminars, and I know Daryl had another important point to give us. Daryl, are you there still?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Great. You wanted to tell us the next aspect of that information.
Yeah, let me just, we'll spend just maybe a couple more minutes on this price thing because I'm so passionate and concerned for homeowners that they don't lose money. We had the Herald in St. Petersburg Beach, Florida. There is a mansion for $3.7 million. This came out last year in the Herald Tribune. So again, I encourage people to fact check me, by owner. So that was buyowner.com. Anyway, he has this mansion in Florida, St. Petersburg, and he wanted to sell it. Well, sure enough, he lists his $3.78 million property with a colo banker. Agent. So here's a second example of somebody that's been proponent of people selling their own property. He couldn't even do it. So, and actually, Scott, one other thing. 2003, USA Today came with an article, which was the hottest. You remember 2003, right? That was the hot seller's market.
Very hot, sure. Market.
And even back then, USA Today discovered if you took all the properties that sold by owner, and all the ones that actually listed with an agent, there was a difference, a 21.49% difference for the agent selling it higher than the homeowner selling on their own. So truly, when you think about it, homeowners lose money when doing it on their own. And I'm going to tell you one reason why that is. And if we can come back to this, we will. Our society, no matter what somebody's selling, whether it is furniture, clothes, jewelry, whatever, when we see it on Craigslist, we expect a better deal than if you took the exact same thing, Scott, and put it in a brick-and-mortar building. Because when you buy from a company, there's more security, there's more of an accountability of a business that you can hold accountable. I would challenge anybody listening to this show right now that what they do is actually go to KellyBlueBook.com and price out their own car, put in the miles, put in the make, the color, everything, the condition. And it's going to ask you, Kelly Blue Book, are you buying that car privately or from a dealership?
Mm-hmm.
And you will see for the exact same car, Scott, from a dealership, it's going to cost more than 10% more than if you bought the same car from the individual privately.
For sure.
So, yeah, so there's a huge misconception, and it hurts me when I see a homeowner try and sell their own property, because I know, based on all of this, and we could do a whole show just on this, that they're actually losing money, not saving that money.
Well, there's two points I want to make in response. I couldn't agree more. One is there's so many things to do. I don't know how someone is going to be, it's their job as a nurse, a doctor, a librarian, a cop, a, you know, fireman. How can they do your job too? That's the first thing. There's just a certain amount of hours in the day. And how could they do it once and be good? I mean, what are you ever, you know, what could I just jump at and be a scuba diver? Hey, I want to try this. You can't be good doing something that never before, and as compared to other people that have done this over and over and do it objectively. What if they say, I hate this carpet, and they say, well, little Sally Susie, but, you know, that's where she played with all her Barbie dolls. You know, now she's all grown up. So, you know, you're going to be hurting people without even knowing it. It's not good.
Well, here, just like you brought out a great point. How can somebody just jump into something that they haven't done before? Well, it goes back to the very first thing I said, is that there's 75 hours to even start to help people to sell real estate. That's how many hours they go through class to begin to be a licensed agent. So I assert that there's 75 hours that a homeowner doesn't know. Because, and unfortunately, they only see that real estate agent as somebody who's just showing property, doing open houses, and putting balloons out.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much more behind the scenes. And I'll give you an example of this, especially for, you know, us being in the Long Island area. You know, when you think about catching a fish, you go out into the lake, you throw a rod out in the lake, and that rod, that fishing line, that one line is to catch the fish. So a homeowner sitting in the boat trying to catch a fish. Now, everything that they do, they place an ad, that's a fishing line. They put an ad out on the internet, that's a line. But real estate agents, they don't use lines because they have so much more at their disposal. It's like taking a fishing trawler, going out to the ocean, throwing a big net out. Now, once you have all these fish on board, now you pick the best quality fish. Once you pick the best quality fish, then you prep the fish. You gut it, you clean it. Then you cook the fish. When you're cooking the fish, time's important. So the other part that the agent does that a lot of homeowners don't realize is catching the buyer fish is only part of the process. Once we catch that buyer, we got to prep the buyer. You got to make sure they got a good FICO score. They have a pre-commitment letter. And then once they got all the paperwork in order, once you've done that, now you go into contract time, like cooking a fish. You got to make sure that they do the mortgage application, home inspection. There's all this timely stuff that the attorneys, where we have attorneys, that's really not what they do. They practice the legal part. So you're right, Scott. There's so much more to the process that the homeowners don't realize and until they get burned. You know, it's a shame. And here's the thing. That's why, you know, statistically, only 9% of the people actually sell successfully on their own. The other 81% is actually working with a real estate professional, and that's why.
Darryl, I think that 9% is even too high because that takes into consideration family stuff where there's no, it's not arm's length, you know, you get it from a relative. So that's even, you know, not even necessarily for full value. That's a family deal. I'm not saying it's an estate, but there's two more points that I wanted to, you know, before we get off the for sale by owner thing, but that is a very, very relevant subject because it's everywhere in the country. Some trainer like yourself mentioned once that if someone is looking for a home and they, although it, you know, we don't have to get into this topic, but there's the buyers fund the loan, but they don't outwardly pay the realtor. They don't write a check to the realtor. So if their perception is, and I'm sure you'll agree, that it's not free, but it's part of the transaction, if the transaction, if you have this fantastic service, you get to hire Daryl Davis, who knows the market inside out, who knows all the realtors, who knows the lawyers, who knows the lenders, who is very, very familiar and proficient in the process. You don't want to work with Daryl? Well, what kind of bottom feeder are you that you would want to hide from scrutiny? You don't want to be vetted. You want to go knock, 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 knock on a door and hide. Because you know Daryl's going to find out, like you just said, hey, how's your FICO, Scott? You have a job? You got four pennies in the bank? You know, kind of buyer would avoid that fantastic free service? You know, I mean, no one would avoid, let me have some beautiful Morton's free dinner, but you'll avoid a realtor. So you got to always look at that skeptically.
You're absolutely right, because the ones that, and by the way, just to clarify, because people may have just tuned in halfway through the show, you know, I don't list and sell anymore. I know you were using me as an example if I was still a real estate agent. But you're right. I mean, the analogy I like to use is that if you were going to buy a couch, you can either buy it privately on Craigslist or eBay, or you can go to Ethan Allen. Now, if you go to Ethan Allen, you know you're spending top dollar. But you also know it's a better quality, it's a company you can trust, etc. The person who would be actually bypass Ethan Allen and would choose to buy eBay is because they're looking for a deal. So that's a very good point that you brought out, Scott, is that people who are selling on their own, the types of buyers that they're attracting are the ones that are looking for that deal, because the real estate agent is like the Ethan Allen. That agent, that buyer knows if they buy through a real estate agent, if they go to a real estate agent, they know they're going to be scrutinized, but they also know they're paying top dollar because they're not stupid. They know there's a commission in the price of the properties they're showing them.
Mm-hmm. They're involving professionals.
But the buyer that goes to the real estate agent is a better quality buyer because they're not looking to steal a house. They're looking to buy a home, to raise a family from a company they can trust, somebody who's going to bring them through the process. This is another thing, is that the homeowners don't realize that they're not attracting the same agent, same buyer. They're attracting a different buyer, and that's part of why that USA Today article is true, why homeowners actually lose 20% of their equity.
I agree. Well, I mean, look, we did a great job with that topic. I think we've either educated or scared people, which is, I think, both purposes here. Another question I wanted to ask you, which people are really considering, what if a homeowner would think their house is more valuable than what the agent says? Maybe they put in, you know, the kitchen that would be found in Versailles or some gold leaf on their staircase.
Right.
What do you think about improving it to sell it for a profit like an investor or your own enjoyment? Can you over-improve?
Well, you know, when it comes to selling a house, there's actually two houses. There's the house that we live in, and then there's the house that we have company over to. You know, like I had an early Thanksgiving, and we're going to have actually two Thanksgivings. So we had some family over, Scott. And, what I started laughing at is we're cleaning the house and we actually moved furniture around, decorated. And what's funny is that the house that we have our company over in is not the same house that we live in day to day. And the same applies to improvements. You know, most homeowners, when they spend a lot of money on their house, they're spending it for themselves to enjoy it. And I say to them, well, if you put that money in for your own personal enjoyment, that's the only return you're really getting on that investment. Because if you were going to improve your property as an investor, I bet you would not have spent the amount of money that you did. And which is actually true. So when a homeowner has that agent who gives them the price, the homeowner has to trust the agent. That's number one. Number two is they can't be emotionally attached to what they think their house is worth because they're not the one buying it. When you price a property, you have to look at what are other people willing to pay for it. And the two things that an agent uses to educate that homeowner is what has sold before, but here's the other most important part, Scott. It's what's currently available on the market, because that's the competition. And the third part to this too is that when a bank appraiser is going to appraise the property, they're not emotionally attached that they use 14 karat gold toilet bowls. When they fill out their form that they give to the bank just wants to know how many toilet bowls are there. I don't, if that toilet bowl is 14 karat or it's not, it's still going to have the same value. So that's an important part that the homeowners have to realize is that, as much as they think it might be worth, worth more, they can't be emotional because if it doesn't appraise out, the deal's going to fall apart. Now they've lost valuable time.
Good point. I got a bunch of questions that I'd love to get answered because I think I'm speaking on behalf of the buying and selling public. When listing a property or thinking about considering hiring a broker, why shouldn't they even ask for a person to bring them a buyer? Why is that a bad idea? Because I've heard that.
There's so many bad things about that. So, yeah, the homeowner will say, all right, well, I'm going to try and get the best of both worlds. So I'm going to try and sell on my own. But if an agent has a buyer, they can bring the buyer, and I'll pay him a commission. First of all, with your background, Scott, you know this. Correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, that for a real estate agent, they actually technically, legally have earned their commission once they bring a buyer who's ready, willing, and able. So if there's no contract or agreement with an agent, and if two agents on this arrangement brings a buyer, two different agents, two different companies, and both buyers want to buy the property at that price, legally, technically, they actually owe two commissions.
It could be messy because it's a meeting of the minds, and if a seller's flaky enough to engage in that kind of behavior, you could imagine giving rise to some perceived rights on the part of the party making the offer. They think, oh, good. And then the other one says, oh, good, I got it. Now there are two people are walking around with accepted offers. That's the problem.
Yeah, so by a homeowner not listing with one agent, they actually expose themselves on so many levels. That's the first thing. The second thing is, again, a homeowner, when they say bring me buyer, pay a commission, what they don't understand, there's two types of agents. There's the agent who likes to show property, and then there's the agent that likes to market property. And an agent that markets a property is going to spend their money, their time, their energy in marketing it. So bringing me a buyer and I'll pay you a fee is not getting the benefits of the marketing agent, number one. Number two is any agent that brings the buyer most likely is representing the agent, not the homeowner. So
you mean represent the buyer, right? So you have some divided loyalty there. The listing agent is there to represent the seller's interest. Bringing a buyer is almost the exact opposite of their job. They're now a salesperson where they're not really truly counseling them or advocating for them.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, it's not even divided. If that agent brings the homeowner a buyer, that agent is representing the buyer's interest, not the homeowner. And here's the worst part for them, Scott, is that they're paying that commission to that agent for that buyer. That'd be like if I had to go to court. I wouldn't go to court not representing myself, right? I mean, I'm representing myself.
I know where you're going.
All right, but let's say I go to court, represent myself, and I pay the attorney fee for the person suing me.
Right. In real estate is the only time, I'll use this fancy term, you're compensating your contractual counterpart, which is ridiculous. There's almost no other instance in which you're paying someone else to represent the other party against you. It's crazy.
Exactly. And that's exactly what a homeowner is doing when they say, bring me a buyer and I'll pay you. So I'm going to pay you to represent the buyer against me. It really hurts the homeowner. So if they're willing to pay that part of the commission, why don't they just pay the rest of it and have a licensed trained agent representing their interests, marketing the property, spending their money? And here's one last point on this. If you've got your daughter, Scott, and they're beautiful, and once they get, once they're ready to get married,
uh-oh,
I'm sure you're going to want to buy them the best wedding cake possible. Now, you wouldn't go to, if you went to Six Bakers and you said, all right, you guys, I want the best cake you can produce for me. Whichever of the six of you bakes me the best cake, that's the cake I'm going to buy. Well, of course no baker's going to roll up their sleeves spending money to bake you the best cake. When a homeowner says, bring me a buyer and I'll pay you, they don't have one baker, one agent rolling up their sleeves, spending their time, money, and resources to work for them to get that homeowner the best possible price.
So nobody's really doing their best. It's just kind of everyone's kind of just mailing it in, not giving it their best effort.
Exactly.
Okay. Listen, we got to take a break, but we covered some ground. We got a lot more ground to cover, about 20, 25 more minutes. So let me go to break quickly. I'm getting the mean looks from this gentleman here, so I will get right back to you. Thank you. Hold on.
All right, I'm right here. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Have you ever been disappointed because something important you planned went wrong at the last moment? Doesn't that make you really frustrated? That won't happen at Movement Mortgage, where your entire loan process is designed to remove the stress and hassles from getting your loan approved quickly. Movement Mortgage is an Inc. 500 fastest growing company in 42 states, including this area, working hard for you. How? At Movement Mortgage, your loan is processed in 7 days, and we underwrite in the first 48 hours. We expedite your loan and update you continually. When buying your first home, upgrading, downsizing, or even refinancing, call your Movement Mortgage team today. The movement of change is here for you with Movement Mortgage. Call Movement Mortgage at 1-800-516-2119. That's 1-800-516-2119. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179.
The movement of change is here. Movement Mortgage.
This is Paul Oster, the nation's credit repair man, and I want to help you improve your credit. As the CEO of Better Qualified, I've helped thousands of people over the past 10 years. I'm the credit expert for Fox Business News and all the major networks. I'm a certified FICO pro that uses the consumer laws to help delete negative information off of credit reports. We have a debt elimination program that focuses on the laws surrounding collections, judgments, and charge-offs. You could be entitled to up to $1,000 per violation. Call now for your free credit consultation. 888-533-8138. That number again, 888-533-8138, or visit us on the web at betterqualified.com.
Whether you're looking to buy a new home or refinance, Annie Mac Home Mortgage offers competitive rates, a wider array of products, and best customer service available in the lending industry. They have renovation loans for the almost perfect home that just needs a little work. If you want to get a new home built, they have construction to permanent loans with competitive rates and quick closings. Annie Mac Home Mortgage has federally insured FHA loans for borrowers who have had credit problems in the past and no down payment. VA loans for current and former members of America's Armed Forces. Whatever loan product, our licensed mortgage originators will walk you through every step of the process and take the time to work with you individually. Talk to us. Annie Mac won't just get you a mortgage. They will get you the right mortgage for you. Call Annie Mac Home Mortgage at 1-888-242-1313. That's 1-888-242-1313. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMSL 338923. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is a licensed lender by the Colorado Mortgage Company Registration.
Call Annie Mac.
And we are back with Daryl Davis. Daryl, just as a quick compliment, I have Tim Judge here from Home Search TV. He's live streaming this on Periscope and Home Search, and there's 40, 50 people on each of those, what do we call them, channels?
Yeah, total.
In total. And one guy is not even going to work, just ready to hear with bated breath the rest of your information.
Hanging on every word
and love the content. So that's a nice.
All right, well, I'm glad. I'm very glad. Once again, I really hope I'm making the point here is, you know, it hurts me, it pains me for homeowners who make the tragic mistake. Again, I said at the top of this that on the surface it looks like it's a good idea. I'd want to save the money if it were myself, but actually they're not saving it. They're losing
okay.
it when they go that path.
Well,
but anyway.
We got about 20 more minutes. I want to do just a little bit all over the place, some Q&A.
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
So buyers are out there now. I mean,
yeah.
Let's talk. We're going to skip here and there from my little outline. So a buyer comes in, and what would you advise a buyer right now and towards the holidays? So your generic information, maybe some holiday specialty information.
Yeah, well, first of all, for buyers, I mean, and for sellers, I mean, when it comes to the holidays, what's good for the homeowners in selling during the holidays is they have less competition, their house looks better, so that's a good thing. For the buyers, during the holidays, it's anybody that's selling their property during this time of year has got to be serious, so that's a good thing for them. I think what buyers need to be aware of is that there's no perfect house. I think a lot of buyers, where they stay in that looking mode is because they keep looking for that perfect house. And what I've learned is that there really is none. There's always going to be some kind of concession. The most important thing that I think that a buyer needs to pay attention to is the feeling. When they walk into that house, Does this feel right? Does it talk to their heart? Is this a place that they can create memories? Because that's really, that's what it's not even a house, it's a home. If these walls could talk, we hear many times from people who've lived in a house for years. And the reason why they say that is because that home creates memories that for the family. So that's what I think a buyer should really, really focus on. Not the money, not the monthly payments. Obviously, they've got to stay in their budget. But sometimes in that negotiating process, Scott, is for both buyers and sellers, they start to lose sight of what it's really about, and they start having it be about winning a number, like they're buying some kind of horse or a car. For both parties, they're selling or buying for a reason. For that seller, the reason might be job relocation. They can't afford it. They're upscale or they're moving up in homes. So for them, they have something that they're committed to accomplishing. Selling the house is not the end result. Selling a house is a means to an end, to something more important, something bigger. And the same is true for the buyer, that a buyer is not buying a commodity. They're not buying an investment. They're not buying, the traditional buyer, that is. They're buying a place where they can, create memories for themselves and their family. And sometimes what kills people's dreams is they forget what I just said, and they focus on the dollar. They focus on the money. The seller, my house is special. I need to take every dollar out. The buyer says, yeah, but I got to save $10 a month. And so my message to both buyers and sellers is don't have the money cost you your next level in your life.
That's great advice because they, depending on your personality type, people do lose sight on what this is about. I had a client who bought a house in like 1973 for $25,000 and had no mortgage on it. He's telling me that he would not take a dollar less than $500. I said, so $495? I mean, like this magical 500. And I said, who buys anything for $25,000 and gets $400? I mean, wouldn't that be fantastic with any stock or any kind of any asset? But this, so finally, he did see the light because it was such a fantastic return, but he did nothing about it. I mean, he just simply lived there and got this fantastic return. And he didn't, make it a Taj Mahal. He didn't strengthen the foundation. He just kept living there and it did a lot for him. That's what a lot of people experienced during the run up in the boom where people had 20-30% appreciation just for screwing on a light bulb.
Yeah.
So that, I think those days are over. But let me ask you this.
Yeah, sometimes, okay, answer this question.
Another big issue is, the seasons where kids getting in and out of school and,
yeah.
And please speak to that as far as getting an offer accepted and fielding those offers.
For the buyer, what really to help improve their offer so that way they have a better chance in getting it accepted, is that there's two things in putting offers together is the price that they offer and then there's the terms. The terms are how much money you're putting down, is it contingent on something else, what is the time frame. So a lot of people focus on the price, both buyers and sellers. Show me the money. But I think what buyers should also look at is the stronger they make their terms, the better their offer will look. So for example, when they're having home inspections, they can add into that agreement saying, I'm only looking for any major defects. I'm not going to nitpick over windows or doorknobs broken. Anything where there's it's going to cost me more than $1,000 to fix that one item. I'll close whatever's convenient to the seller based on what the seller is trying to accomplish. A larger deposit than what the norm might be in that market. So those are all examples of terms that would benefit the homeowner and make that offer look stronger than somebody else.
Okay, Darren. One thing that I wanted you to touch on, I know you, I want to find out what you think a buyer should expect from their agent as far as their quarter. You call it the director. I call it the quarterback of the deal.
Yeah.
But, a lot of times these agents in this area are afraid to get a buyer agency agreement. I mean, shouldn't a buyer expect, I mean, a seller expect to sign an agreement? Well, let me hear your thoughts on the reasonable or unreasonable nature of signing a buyer agency agreement? What do you get for doing that?
Well, I guess it goes, it's just the same way. I mean, when a buyer is just not committing to any one single agent, same thing like that wedding analogy of baking the cake. They don't have any one agent, you know, rolling up their sleeves, you know, getting to work to try and sell them a property or help them find a property. And actually, for a buyer's agency agreement, if somebody's on the buyer side, they're really, it's not costing them anything, meaning that if they, well, some people do charge for buyer's agency up front, but that's rare. So for the most part, there really isn't any financial obligation. It is saying, of course, that, hey, if you do buy a property, you have to have me involved. And if you decide to not have me involved, well, then you've got to compensate me for the work that I did. So I think it's a totally fair arrangement and agreement for that homeowner, I mean, for that buyer. And any buyer that I know has been successful in accomplishing their goals, they had a dedicated agent who was committed to them, trying to work to get them the best house. So I think it would be foolish for a buyer not to actually sign a buyer agency agreement.
I do, too. I mean, if you have a plumbing job in your house, what if the plumber asks you to maybe do something crazy, like sign a contract for the services they'd render? You wouldn't think that's crazy, but why is this crazy?
Right, you know, exactly.
How dare you give me a contract? And the guy's there with his tools ready to go.
I will say this. I mean, just to clarify, like what you just said, is that, you know, if I sign a buyer agency agreement, it's not meaning that I have to pay that broker anything, only when I buy a house. Now,
absolutely.
If I decide not to buy a house, I don't owe them anything. So they've got nothing to lose. Now, the only reason why they might be apprehensive, the only reason why there might be some concern, is that, well, what if I don't feel like the agent's doing their job? What if I don't like this agent? Well, there should be something in that agreement to cover that, number one. Number two is, if you don't feel good about that agent, then you shouldn't sign it. And the same thing with the seller. I tell sellers they should not look for the top agent. They shouldn't look for the new agent, because either you could argue either point. You could say, well, a top agent's successful, they've got all this business, but you can also say, well, they're too busy maybe to give that service. Whereas a new agent or not a top agent, you could argue that they don't have the experience, they don't have the production, but yet you could also say that they're going to be more committed, they're going to have more time for you. So what I've learned, that hiring an agent isn't really about hiring who's the best producer or not. It's the one that you feel in your heart that you can trust them, they have integrity, and they've got your back. If you find that person, that's the right person.
I couldn't agree more. You know, Daryl, from listening to you these many years and spending time with you, it really is such a personal connection. It's almost like, tell me if I'm, the house is almost the second thing. You're talking to the realtor all the time. You trust them with your financials condition.
Yep.
Tell them if maybe the wife or the husband tells them if their husband and wife is annoying them and keep this little, you know. But they have these, they're true confidants. They're working for, I mean, you're really a fiduciary. It's a pleasurable, ideally, let me say this, it's a pleasurable experience, and it should go without incident, and it should really go, it should be a happy occasion.
Yeah, and most of the agents that are out there are great agents, because, I mean, like any profession, there's good, better, and best. But, you know, the real estate agent, they're not getting paid a salary, they're not getting paid, they don't have guaranteed money. So really, when you think about what they're doing, is they're putting a lot of effort on the buyer side or the seller side, and they're dipping into their own pocket, spending their own money and time and resources, and there's no guarantee that they're going to get paid. So most agents do it for the love of the business, because they have a calling for it, because they care about the people that they work for, and that's that personal connection. And here's the good part about that, too. Is the handful of people that are in the business that maybe they don't love it so much and they're drained by it, you can pick up on that pretty quickly when you have a meeting with an agent that feels tired and not happy with their profession. And that's, again, same for buyers and sellers.
Okay. Well, listen, of course I agree. We actually have a caller, Daryl, so someone reached us. And Scott, are they still there?
Yeah.
I'm going to put them through, so Daryl will be able to hear the question or the comment himself, too. Great. Yes, can we help you, sir, ma'am?
Yes. Hi, hello.
Hi.
Yes, my name is Yulin. I'm one of the Periscope viewers.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. I had a question. I was recently trying to purchase a home that was left behind by the owner for, they were asking $50,000. The bank got wind of it and rushed in and purchased the house, and now it sits for $150,000 and it's just deteriorating. Do you have any suggestions on how to make a purchase before the banks get involved?
Darryl, you want to feel that?
Yeah, let me, if you could just repeat the question, Scott, because I heard the caller barely, and thanks for calling in, too.
It seems like this gentleman, your name is, sir?
My name is Yulin.
Yulin, hi. Yulin called in and said that he at least became aware of a house it sounds like a distressed setting, at one point was offered for sale at $50,000, and was unable to purchase it. You didn't describe why, but the bank later took possession and then offered it for $150,000. Yulin asked, is there a way to become even involved in the opportunity to buy before the bank gets it? Is that right, Yulin?
Yes. Perfect.
Well, it sounds like that the bank already has possession of the property. Is that correct?
I couldn't hear that.
Darryl says that it sounds like the bank already has possession, and I think therefore ownership of the property. Was there a time that you could have, in between the seller, in between the home owners and the banks, was there a gap there that you could have made an offer?
Yes, my only hindrance was that I was in the process of rebuilding my credit, and I was right at the point to make the purchase. And the bank swooped in. They actually purchased the property, if I'm not mistaken, for $55,000. And now it is sitting through Wells Fargo for $150,000, completely deteriorating. And it has a lot of value because it was a handicapped property.
Hmm.
Okay. So, Scott, can you tell him, because he didn't hear me before, so could you tell him, maybe, I don't know if you want to have him sign off so he can hear my answer, and then...
Would you hang up or listen to Darryl's answer? He's actually on Periscope, so he's reading these responses, too, and he's viewing it, so if you...
Oh, okay.
So it's good. You can hang up, Darryl will answer. We're getting close to closing out the show, too, so, Darryl, would you give him, you could reach me as well. sforcino@exitrealtygroup.com. sforcino@exitrealtygroup.com. It's in there. Great. So you can reach him anytime for in-depth conversation. Darryl, what would you say? I mean, maybe...
Here's the perfect example. Like, I'm going to give a... And then I'm going to give something that everybody listening can get benefit from.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like for him the bank has already taken possession of the property. There's no way he can backpedal. There's no way he can get in at that lower price that he originally started the process. So whatever that price is, that's what it is now. But now for everybody to appreciate and learn from this, that is another example why it's important to work with professionals, to have a team behind you, because there's so much to the process of buying and selling real estate, whether it's for your personal use or for an investment. When you have a good attorney like Scott, if I were involved in buying investment property and Wells Fargo is taking it and it's a distressed property, blah, 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 I would want an attorney who knows a lot about working with banks, working with foreclosures, and I put that attorney on the project, say, hey, see what you can do to get this house for me. Same thing, or with a real estate agent, you know, that works with investment properties or banks or distressed. So, this is an example. When you have a team of professionals, you can be much more successful in real estate than trying to do it yourself.
I agree. And that's one of the things that I think you mentioned before, and I'll reiterate and support, is that you don't go to a real estate agent. A real estate agent is not an island. They are aligned with the right lenders, the right lawyers, the right title companies.
Yes.
They're the people that, I mean, look, they're jack of all trades. They can't be, you know, they're superpowers. They each has their own superpower in an organization like that. But
Well, and let me just say this too. I know we're coming close to the show, but like what you just said is perfect. It's like, you know, whatever you think about Walmart or Costco, the thing that these companies can do is they buy in volume so they get better opportunities, yeah? And so the same is true about the real estate.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have that. But, I mean, we are up against a hard break, and that's, you know, I'm learning all this great radio terminology. Darryl, of course, a pro in their entertainment business. We really thank you for your insight.
Thank you.
And I feel like we've gone to the top of the mountain and spoken to the best. Daryl trains realtors around the nation how to be better. So that is only for the purpose of serving clients better and serving the public more so. I want to thank you, Daryl. If I clap for you, too, we've been assisted by your energy tonight. You can reach me at Scott Forsino, 914-879-8411. Thanks, Daryl. Take care.